Today we begin Parshas Lech Lecha, lesson number 52. The first topic will be the Perek Yud Beis, Avram's travels. Today we're going to learn Perek Yud Beis, Psukim Aleph to Dalet, Pasuk 1 to 4, where Hashem commands Avram to leave his birthplace. This is the first of the tests of Avram that is recorded in the Torah. According to the Rambam, this is the first test. According to Rashi, it's the third. Rashi includes things that are not written in the Torah. We're in the Simonim text on page 16, towards the bottom, chapter 12, Yud Beis Aleph, where it says, Lech Lecha, says on the margin, Yitzias Avram Mimoladito, Avram leaving from his birthplace. A little bit lower down, it says the year 2023, as we will see how that works out. Let's read the Psukim one time. Vayomer Adonai el Avram lech lecha me'artzecha umimoladtecha umibeis avicha el haretz asher areka v'esecha legoi gadol v'avarechecha v'agaddelo shemecha v'yei berocha v'avarecha mevarechecha umekalelecha o'or v'nivrechu v'cha kol mishpecha so adama vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Adonai vayelech ito lot v'Avram ben chamesh shanim v'shivim shana b'tzeiso mecharon. Let's look at the psukim inside now. Pasuk Aleph, vayomer Adonai el Avram, and the all-merciful God said to Avram, even though this is a test, it's still the name of Hashem of kindness, the greatest kindness. When Hashem loves you, he gives you tests to make you grow. And you see this in the next words. Lech, go, lecha. Lecha means for yourself, for your own good. This will eventually be the most amazing thing for you. It's even now going to be an amazing thing. Where do I want you to go from? Hashem divides it into three groupings. Me'artzecha, from your land. Your land means your country. Umimoladetcha, and from your birthplace, from moledet. Umibeis avicha, and from the house of your father. Now, obviously, Avram knew where he was going from. So what is Hashem telling him? So he's basically saying, I want you to not merely physically leave these places, but emotionally and spiritually leave the negative impact of, number one, the country. A country has a certain overall moral value system. Umimatcha, your birthplace, has a more defined one. And from the house of your fathers, even more specific. Bear in mind, his artzecha, his country, umolatcha, and his birthplace really was Ur Kasdim. And he was already not there anymore. He was in the land of Haran. But what Hashem is saying, even go further away, obviously, ideologically, go further away in your mind, and that will be matched with what you will physically be doing. And therefore, where should you go? Hashem does not tell him where to go. Rather, El Ha'aretz, to the land, Asher, which are Ekka, I will show you. Why does Hashem not show Avram? Number one, this makes the test greater and he gets rewarded for each and every step he takes since he doesn't know where he's going. And second, that's for Avram's benefit. And number two, another benefit, pragmatically, if Hashem would have told him to go to the land of Canaan, it's very likely that his father Terach would join him, because that's where Terach wanted to go initially. So if he heard that Avram's going to Eretz Canaan, he may join him. So Hashem doesn't tell him where he's going to ensure that Terach will not join him. So Hashem is saying, Avram, for you to change, you've got to totally psychologically and emotionally remove yourself from these three areas. Now, generally, if a person's leaving the place where he was very comfortable with, going to a place who does not know, usually three negative things would happen. Number one, you would not be successful in having children when you're on the road and traveling away. Number two, you will lose your wealth. And number three, you'll become less famous. So to this, Hashem now says, don't worry about these things. In Pasuk Beis, Hashem makes three initial promises. Ve'e'escho, and I will make you ligoy into a nation, godol, into a great nation, which means you will have children. He does not have children yet. The Torah said at the end of last week's parsha that Sarah was, and Akara was barren. I will make you into a great nation, starting with a first child, and then there'll be many more. Vavorechacho, and I will bless you. And here the blessing refers to wealth. So instead of being poor, you will become rich. Va'agadlo, and I will make big, I will make great shemecha, your name, you will become famous, as opposed to what normally happens when a person leaves his land. And finally, as a result of all this, not just what's going to be good for you, it's going to be good for other people. Veheye, and you will have the power of bracha to bless people. And God will make his blessings come true to other people through you. And people will see how great it is to be attached to Avram. As you will leave this country, you will now have a life of Ashkacha Pratis. You will get close to me, and I will be close to you. And all those who are with you, you will bless them. You will be able to give off the blessings of me through you. Pasuk Gimel. Now, of course, in the past, Aaron was challenged greatly by so many people. To that extent, he had to run away from home. Here Hashem makes another promise. Va'avorcha, and I will bless Mivorchecha, those who bless you. And that's in the plural. You will see there'll be many people who will bless you as a result of this. And I will bless them all. Umekalelecha, and he that curses you, the singular, there'll be very few people that will end up cursing you. Or I will curse. That's a stronger expression of curse. And the whole world will see. Venivrchu vecha, and they will be blessed in you. Who will be blessed in you? Call all mishpachos, the families who are adamah of the earth. Earth is like a lower level of esteem. So even the lowest of the people, they'll be blessed through you. The whole world will come to recognize the benefits of being with a tzaddik. Rashi gives a second interpretation, that all the nations of the world, when they will want to bless their children and to say, I want you to grow up, they will bless in you. They're going to say, I want you to grow up to be just like Avram. Resulting being, you'll make a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in the world. So what's Avram's response? Pasuk Dalet, Vayelech Avram. And Avram does not mean he went. It usually means he went. But it cannot mean that, because in Pasuk Hey, which we'll learn tomorrow, repeats and says Avram went. So here, Vayelech Avram means he immediately decided to go. As Ramban says, a general rule, wherever a person's mind is, that's where he is. So once he decided to go, it's as if he already went. And he decided to go based on what reason? Ka'asher, just as Diber Elov Hashem, as Hashem spoke with him. Again, the all-merciful God, Diber speak, is usually a hard expression of speech. And even though it may have sounded hard, but he went for exactly as Hashem told him. Why? He said, Hashem, you want me to leave my family? I will leave my family. You want to bless me? I will go for the blessings that you are giving me. But it's all because you want me to leave and you want to bless me and I want to do the will of Hashem. That was Avram's altruistic reasons for going. However, there's someone else who immediately decided to go. Vayelech ito Lot, and Lot went with him. Remember, Lot is his nephew, but Lot did not go as Kasher Diber Elov Hashem, as Hashem spoke to Avram, but rather Lot went with Avram because he did not want to leave Avram Avinu. And we'll see in a moment, Lot at this point saw that Avram was childless, and he believed as Avram would travel, he would not get any blessings. And therefore, Lot was hoping that he would inherit everything that belonged to Avram, which is implicit in the next lines. The Torah now tells us a useful piece of information. Ve'Avram, and Avram ben Chamesh Shanim was ben. Remember, the word ben means old. He was 5 years old. Ve'Shivim Shana, and 70 years. He was 75 years old, bit say so, when he left Me'Haran from Haran. We know Avram was born in 1948 plus the 75 years. This pegs the date of his departure of the year of creation, 2023. Torah is telling us he's 75 years for a number of reasons. Number one, although he was at an advanced age, he still was not afraid to start fresh life, no matter how hard it was. Number two, it's telling us why Lot went with him. Since Avram was so old without children, Lot figures he will inherit everything that belongs to Avram. If you recall, Terach does not die until 60 years later, till the year 2083. So Avram really was away from his family for the 60 years of the remainder of his father's life. And the Torah does not look negatively upon that. That's why they wrote in last week's Parsha that Terach died. It's interesting to note that when the Akedas Yitzchak happens 62 years later in the year 2085, and after that time, Avram sends Eliezer to go back to Haran, by that time already, Terach has died. So even a slight interaction through a messenger will not happen through Terach. Only after Terach dies are we ready to have any connection back to the land of Haran. Let's look at the questions. Question number one. Eifo hoyo Avram, where was Avram kishediber imo Hashem, when Hashem spoke to him, bitchilas, in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, he was in Haran. Tume eifo tziva Hashem es Avram latzeis, where did Hashem tell Avram to leave from? Haran. Mahaya arzo shel Avram, what was the country of Avram? Well, it was originally Ur Kasdim. Hashem wants him to go further away from that area. 6. Aim Hashem Amar Avram Batchila, did Hashem say to Avram in the beginning, Le'efo Yesh Lelechas, where he is to go? The answer is no. 7. Madua, why? Lo Amar Hashem La Avram, why did not Hashem tell Avram La'an where to, who Yelech to go? Number 1, to make the mitzvah harder and to give him more reward and to feel a closeness to Hashem. And number 2, so Terach would not go along. 8. Targem Areka, translated with Areka, means I will show you. 9. Kama brachas hivtiach Hashem l'Avram. How many blessings did Hashem give Avram? Maim, what are they? There were 3 primary blessings, that of children, wealth, and fame. 20. Le'eza am, to what kind of a nation hivtiach Hashem did Hashem promise l'Avram shiyasu, that he will be made into? Im yishma l'tzivi Hashem, if he listens to the command of Hashem, l'leches me'artzo, to go from his land, he will be made into a goy gadol, into a great nation, meaning he'll have children and many more children. 11. Ba'er, translate the word vavorechacha. Vavorecha means I will bless you, and here it's referring to wealth. 12. Ba'er, explain, va'agadla shemecha. Va'agadla shemecha means I will make your name great, which means you will become famous. 13. Ma hivtiach Hashem la'Avram, what did Hashem promise Avram? Odos, regarding God, Gedulas Avram, the greatness of Avram. Im yishma l'tziva Hashem l'chaz meretz, if he listens to the command of Hashem to go from the land, v'agadla shemecha, I will make your name great, you will become famous. 14. Ba'er, translate, v'heyei bracha means that you will have the power to give blessings. You will have that power, and the world will see the tremendous connection you have to Hashem. 15. Im yishma l'tziva Hashem l'lachas me'artzo, if Avram listens to the command of Hashem to leave his land, im yiske Avram, will Avram merit, shechal avarach acherim, that he will bless others, v'yikuyim berchaso, and his blessings will come true? Yes. 16. Ma hivtiach Hashem l'Avram, what did Hashem promise Avram? Al mi shiyavarach es Avram, through whom Hashem will bless, that they will be blessed. 17. Targem. So again, let me make it clear. 16. What does Hashem promise to those who will bless Avram? They will be blessed. 17. Targem, translated or means I will curse. It means very strongly curse. 18. Ma hivtiach Hashem l'Avram, what did Hashem promise to Avram? Al mi shekalas Avram, for who will curse Avram? That he will be cursed by Hashem. 19. Targem v'nivrachu, translated v'nivrachu, means they will be blessed. 20. Biglal mi, on account of whom, yekabel kol mishpechos adamos birchasam, that all the families of the earth will receive a blessing, b'shefa, with abundance, meis Hashem from Hashem. On whose account? Biglal Avram, on account of Avram. 21. Aim Avram nosa mecharon levado. Did Avram leave from Charan alone or decide to leave at this point? 20. No, he did not go alone. 22. Min nisa im Avram mecharon. Who went along with Avram at this point? Agreed to Lot. 23. Madua haloch Lot im Avram. Why did Lot go with Avram? He wanted to stay connected to him and ultimately to inherit all his wealth. 24. Ben kama hoya Avram kishiyotze mecharon. How old was Avram when he left Haran? He was 75, and that is in the year 2023. 25. Madua hagida Torah ben kama hoya Avram kishiyotze mecharon. Why does the Torah tell us how old Avram was when he left from Haran? Number one, to say that in spite of his advanced age, he was prepared to travel. And number two, to show us that he was old enough that that's why Lot went with him, because he felt he could inherit everything from Avram. Let's read the Psukim one more time again on page 16 in the Simonim Tanakh. Vayomer Adonai el Avram lech lecha miartzecha umimoladetecha umibeis avicha el haaretz asher areka. Please spend another 15 minutes reviewing today's lesson. No back review. We should all have hatzlacha with the new parsha of Lech Lecha, which we hope to finish before Pesach. Much luck. Hatzlacha Rabba.